Tales of Eldalorn, a heroic fantasy Elfa novella by Carly Bonn. Chapter 1, Young Thendiel. The sun was just beginning to streak its golden tendrils into the sleeping clouds when young Thendiel found herself moving across the narrow footbridge. The gardens of Ilion Henny were well hidden against the eastern cliffs above the great Vodla River Delta. Edeleth had lived in the area for thousands of years. Eldalorn was just across the river to the west. A thin wooden footbridge was the only thing connecting the two places. With eyes riveted on her mother's billowing skirt, Thendiel was guided to the gardens. They carried with them supplies to be dropped off where others were busy setting up banquet tables. It was the first day of Yavanni Elenia. Tonight there would be music and dancing, and all manner of exotic foods would be shared under the glittering blanket of the autumnal stars. The blessing of clear skies was foretold on this evening, and all who lived in Eldalorn wanted everything perfect. The footbridge and hidden paths to the north would get plenty of use, as Edel from every clan nation would soon be arriving to join in 3 days of celebration. Thendiel glanced down to the glinting water as it passed beneath her feet far below. Trees dotted thick strands of sandy loam surrounded by continuous flow of the river. The delta trees swayed in the mild breeze, like dancers draped in their cloaks of ragged moss. The high-pitched drone of green tree frogs echoed across the wide river basin. Blue dragonflies skimmed and raced over the water to places unknown. Their iridescent wings glinted like rare jewels in morning sunbeams. Thendiel wondered if they carried Fane riders. Fane were the last thing you would see if true death found you, or so the stories were told. Young Thendiel shivered, just thinking about it. It is always best to stay on the known paths, Thendiel's mother said out loud, as if reading her mind. Yes, mother, Thendiel dutifully answered, not knowing for sure if her mother could in fact hear inside her thoughts. The main reason Thendiel and her mother were here was to alert the giant sentinel trees that guarded the edges of the garden. King Elinduel himself and his beautiful Queen Rhianna were making a rare appearance on this day. The royal couple were very reclusive and had not been seen outside the palace for decades, so the news of the great king and his queen traveling beyond his palace borders was on everyone's lips. King Elinduel was a mystery to most of his subjects, especially to a shy elfling girl who spoke mostly to trees. Stories Thendiel had heard of the great king spoke of sailing ships, Noglath wars, and dragons from as far back as the long memory of the Second Age. This meant the king was thousands of years old, possibly even the oldest Edeleth alive. What will he look like, mother, after so many seasons of life? It is truth King Elinduel and his queen are from a very old age of Edeleth, Isabel explained to her daughter as they stopped to catch their breath at the end of the footbridge. Our king and queen know ancient magics. There is a spell that hides a body's imperfections. I believe it is called glamour. The king would only let you see what he wished for you to see, my dear. Isabel's eyes grew large, emphasizing her words as she ran her fingers through her daughter's long golden red hair. She brushed a twig away that threatened to become a tangled knot. Oh, I should have braided this. I am older, mother, not elfling, Thendiel indignantly protested as she pulled her hair out of her mother's grip. The others no longer wear hair like that. Please do not make me, they will laugh. Thendiel pouted. Isabel patted her rebellious daughter on the head. I see. Have you grown taller than the spring sapling then? Isabel asked as she kissed her daughter on the forehead. Tangles are not our way, Thendiel. She shook her head. Now get busy. Tell our friends to be on watch. We would not want anything terrible to happen in the garden tonight. Our king risks much to come to us. Thendiel handed her mother the supplies she'd been carrying before turning toward the forest. We will discuss braids later when we get home, Isabel quietly said. You cannot move through the trees if your wild locks get caught in the branches, she called after her daughter. Thendiel was almost out of earshot, but just before she ran into the dense wooded edge of the garden, she turned to her mother and waved with a smile. Her golden red hair flew in behind her as she dove into the thicket. The warm, misty air encouraged green moss to flourish everywhere as it draped over vines and branches. The forest was alive with the buzzing hum of life. Stealthily leaning her back flat against the nearest tree, Thendiel froze in anticipation. Her hair flung across her face, hiding her against its forested background. It was important to disappear. Young ones of her age liked to play at seek and tag among the trees, and Thendiel would not be left out again because of elfling braids. Through narrowed eyes, she peered around for others who might be hiding. Not seeing any, she relaxed. Truth be told, she didn't really have any trusted friends in the village. With a sigh, Thendiel straightened out her long hair. She didn't have time to play right now anyway. She could not help the sting in her nose as she realized the others had moved their game to the far side of the gardens, and she was left out again. Fine. My friend Willow is coming from Etten Follis tomorrow, and you will all be begging us both to play, Thendiel sadly shook her head. Trees make better friends than you anyway. She shouted into the woods at nobody. The tree she was leaning on tingled under the palms of her hands. Thendiel turned and pressed her cheek against its smooth bark as her disappointment turned into tears. Warmth from the tree radiated comfort to her senses. Thendiel sniffled and wiped her face on a sleeve. She thanked the young sapling. It was time she focused her mind on the task she was given. Thendiel busied her sympathetic hands, alerting the trees with the greeting her mother had taught her. She loved them all and smiled at their ancient humming songs. Each had its own name that surged through cambium layers down to the deepest of hearts. The trees stood majestically tall like a great clan. Their proud cover of green, shading and cooling the ground, kept inhabitants safe from the drying heat. Their thick trunks wore beautiful mossy coats on the shady side, while lichen formed whitish-gray lacy patterns all along their edges. As she came to the first sentinel, Thendiel felt the familiar glow surround her as her palms touched its rough outer bark. She shared her herald of joy and caution, and the tree sent back its sleepy acknowledgement as it woke from its slumber. A cloud of tiny white moths, hardly bigger than fingertips, swarmed past Thendiel in the moist air, looking for cover from the sun. She sensed the elder trees whispering to one another through the underground tangle of roots. All the trees would be awake and prepared to celebrate Yvani Alinea with their beloved Edeleth. Hey, it's a 30-second message from our sponsor. Colorful, sprawling shelters dotted the Ilion Henny Gardens. Everyone from dignitaries to common folk came with their families and friends, each one dressed in the traditions of their clan, Hairstyles, unique adornments, and ear shape all told the stories of where they were from. Some clans even decorated themselves with exotic tattoos, each patterned more intricate than the next. Thendil liked the look of Karas Ildahan with their long, straight, minimally braided hair and light green and gold tunics. How she would have adored having one of those to wear. They looked shiny in the evening light in contrast to her plain woven dress. Thendil looked out over the crowd from behind one of the large centrally located trees. Everything glistened in the light of the setting sun. Suddenly she saw a tall, bearded man. He had silvery gray hair and dark blue robes. Thendil thought he must be a wizard. "They are the kind guardians of this realm," Thendil repeated what she had heard. That was all anybody ever knew about wizards. She found herself stalking in the shadows as he moved through the garden. The wizard pretended not to see Thendil as she peeked sideways from behind a trio of laughing partiers. He nodded at her. Wide-eyed, Thendil gasped and ducked behind another group of adults. It was only when the wizard spoke to her parents that she was bold enough to come out from hiding. "My name is Master Fargal. I am a wizard of Ilmatar and friend of great King Elendil. I was sent here to watch over the realm. There is, of course, no threat to you right now," he announced. "I have not seen any sign of trouble, at least not yet anyway." He awkwardly laughed through his hairy face, not wanting to frighten or detract any more from the festive party. He had already said too much for such delicate company. Besides, he had invited himself to this gathering for a very different purpose. "I hear you can speak to trees," Fargal directed his full attention to Thendil. He waited for an answer from the wispy young Edel, who stood fidgeting bashfully behind her mother's skirts. Thendil peered out at him with huge golden brown eyes. Her mother had neatly braided her long hair back over her ears. "Would you like to learn a bit of magic?" the wizard asked again. Thendil brightened up, nodding eagerly as she boldly stepped forward. The wizard gently cupped her small hands together inside his. "Now hold steady." Master Fargal took his hands away to concentrate. He waved around with a dramatic flourish. "Now open them," he smiled. Thendil thrilled at the sight of a delicate yellow butterfly fluttering in her palms. She giggled at its tickling legs as it prepared to take flight. The adults that were watching murmured in amazement and clapped their hands at the wondrous magic trick. Fargal smiled and nodded at all the delighted faces. A horn signaled from the north road. The royal family had arrived. The music changed and the gathering applauded. Thendil turned to see an ivory-colored carriage pulled to a halt drawn by a team of marvelous white stags. Humorless royal guards marched in and spread out, posting themselves strategically and securing the area. An attendant jumped from the top of the carriage to open the door. Thendil's eyes grew even bigger at the sight of the prince and princess with their long silvery hair. The princess, that was close to her same age, looked right at her and smiled. Thendil's heart fluttered. She wondered if they had any friends in the great palace in the woods. Thendil had never been north to a Tumwood or anywhere else for that matter. She wondered what their palace home was like. "We could be friends," Thendil thought to herself. The young royals followed their mother, Queen Rhianna, to a nearby table to wait. The queen had the same platinum hair. She also had eyes that looked like the soft greenish gold of a sunset shining through ocean waves. Her long silken gown shimmered with the same dazzling colors. She wore a white collar on her delicate shoulders that hinted at sea foam in its feathery weave. The king's entourage moved towards the stage that was set near the Great Falls for the occasion. He smiled graciously at the thundering noise, as it forced him to speak louder than his normal reserved manner. May the Governan, Gisulion, King Elendil greeted his subjects. He told them humorous stories from memories of his long life's experience. He told of events to come and gave warning as well as encouragement for the future. But do remember, nothing is ever certain. That which lies ahead continually flows like the waves of our mother Ilmatar and this very loud waterfall. He pointed up at it with a smirk and made everybody laugh. King Elendil stepped down among his cheering subjects, letting the musicians continue the festivities. He truly is handsome, Thindiel said to herself. Their sovereign sat down next to his queen and family at the long table. Thindiel sighed at seeing how much the king loved his family. The wizard smiled when he caught Thindiel's attention again. You have nice braids. He was trying to say something cordial. His statement was met by smoldering eyes. Wizards were never known for social finesse, but he didn't know what he had just said that was so offensive. Thindiel let out a long breath, knowing her mother would not allow such bad manners. The braid comment was quickly forgiven in Thindiel's mind. Do wizard kin not carry a staff? She abruptly turned and asked, not having seen one with him. Yes, of course we do, Fargil said as he leaned forward and whispered. It is invisible. Thindiel's eyes grew huge with wonder. Can you teach me that trick, the one with the butterfly? She politely begged. She couldn't help her curiosity in reaching up to touch his long hairy beard. Now that I have your attention, I can teach you many such arts of magic. Would you like to learn? Thindiel nodded her head enthusiastically at the old wizard. May I have my beard back? Fargil's eyes crinkled in a smile. Is that what it's called? Thindiel had never seen hair grown on a face before. What does it do? It hides my lunch. Fargil winked, and Thindiel giggled, not quite sure if he was making a joke or not. One never knows about the minds of wizards, Isabel told her daughter. Thindiel wrote it all down, and when she was done, she carefully blew out the candle. Thindiel would dream of all the fun she would have when her friend Willow and the stars came out to shine on the next day of the Yavanni Alinea celebration.